This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
And we do have harness racing in the state today. It's in Hobart. It's an afternoon meeting, not in the twilight zone, so harness racing this afternoon. And boy, there's been a few meetings in the past 7 days or so. Greg, starting last week with 10 races at Devonport, we had doubles to Rowan Hillier, and Melissa Main and Gareth Rattray also combined for a double.
Good meeting. Devonport gets only a handful of a very small number of Sunday night meetings, and that was a good card of 10 races. As you said, there's been plenty since. There was Carrick yesterday in the Twilight Zone. The Carrick Cup was won by Siskoi, giving Barry Rattray his second win in a row in that race. He won it last year with Devendra, who he then sent to New South Wales to his son James, and Devendra's won 4 races at Menangle. And Todd Rattray, who drove Siskoi to victory last night, suggests that eventually that horse might find his way up there as well. He said he's still got a little bit of improvement to make to warrant the trip, but they might send him up there for an MO race at some stage in the future. And the other interesting race at Carrick yesterday was at the Tasmanian 3-year-old Country Championship, and it was a race that didn't have a lot of depth, but it was won by a very good horse, or a very nice horse, called One Man's Pass. It's trained by Dick Eves, and he's got a very good opinion of it, and he's leaving for Melbourne on Tuesday, Dick, with his top mare, Barinya, to contest a couple of good races in Melbourne and Sydney, and he's thinking of taking One Man's Pass with him, so interesting to see how he measures up over there. But it was a huge crowd at Carrick yesterday for a very good meeting.
And last Monday, the holiday Monday, we had your Norfolk Cup day, and Muscle Row Bay took out the New Norfolk Cup.
Yeah, Mr. New Norfolk and that run through, and from all reports, it was a magic ride from the magic man, Gareth Rattray, on Muscle Row Bay. They all made their moves, and Gareth sat back and waited for the last crack at them and got the money, as he so often does. He's a master at doing that.
And of course, last night, speaking of the Rattray clan and James Rattray, Bowtie went around at Melton in the Victoria Cup, apparently pulled up with some respiratory irregularity.
I didn't know that, but he has had some problems, hasn't he, in the last couple of months with a little bit of a temperature, and before that a little bit of a problem with his blood, so it's unfortunate he did pull up with a problem. He wasn't disgraced, he ran 8th, he was only 12.4 metres or something from the winner, and he didn't really have much luck in the run as it panned out. He couldn't hold out Chris and me at the start. He just flew out from barrier 6 and led. James lobbed one out and one back very briefly, but as always happens in those big races, the moves came early, ended up one out and two back, and then approaching the bill when the others started to come from back in the field, they flushed him out and he ended up 3 wide for the last lap. Look, under normal circumstances, he probably would have battled on and finished a little bit closer, but given the fact that he hadn't raced for 2 months, that was a very hard run, having to race 3 wide for the last lap. In that company, they were talking about that being one of the best Victoria Cups of all time, so certainly not disgraced, and hopefully he's okay.
No, you can't afford to be slightly off your game when you're against the silk department like that. The best pace is going around.
Certainly, I heard Gavin Lang say it was probably the best Victoria Cup he could imagine, he could remember. So it was never going to be an easy assignment unless you got pretty much a dream run.
All right, more on both sides, no doubt, through the week as to how the horse has pulled up and what his next assignment will be. As mentioned, it's a day harness meeting for Hobart today. Hopefully the weather will pick up. It's been like winter down here the last few days. 8 events to be decided. First goes at 109. First leg of the Quaddy Greek is race number 5. It's a C1.
Yes, yeah, so this presents a bit of a pose for punters because there are 3 horses that will probably be at the head of the betting here that have all got a few convictions for one reason or another. I'll refer to Rusty Red Comet, Metro Digby and Major Callum. Rusty Red Comet just doesn't seem to be able to accelerate when they want him to, and then he comes again late and keeps on bobbing up at the finish, but he just can't get that turn of foot going to win the races. Metro Digby was up to his old tricks last start and blew the start, and Major Callum runs a place all the time but just won't go to the line. So I'll be the top 3 in the betting. Whether punters are game enough to come at them or not, I don't. I've gone for another one in 9, Frankie Falzoni, who flew home to win at almost 20-1 last start because he has, I think, less flaws in his character. I've got him on top, number 9, ahead of 8, Rusty Red Comet, 10, Metro Digby, and 7, Major Callum.
Right, yeah, that's 9, 8, 10, 7, first leg of the Quaddy, the discretionary handicap standing start event, only a field of 6 here for race 6.
Yeah, nice little race, despite the lack of numbers. I think that maybe number 4, Remember Joe, is ready to win another race. I quite liked his run last time out. behind Star Chamber. He was beaten a fair way, but he ran fifth of the 12 runners. He came off a 10-metre mark. He got into a very awkward position in the run, five back on the inside. Benediction, number five, beat him home quite comfortably in that race. The former Good Mare is on the comeback trail. She ran second. She was at quite a distance in front of Remember Joe, but she did have a much better run. She was one out and two back. So I don't think there'll be much between them because he'll be a little bit better value. I've gone for four on top of five. Then the back marker, our Chain of Command, who never runs badly, and another of the Rattray team, number three, Divas Delight. He's in the mix as well. Four, five, six, three.
37 to the leg of the quaddy is a C2 to C3.
Not a lot of depth here. I thought number seven, Gosh, He's a Rebel, despite an awkward barrier draw. Might be the one to beat. He's had only the one run since his spell. He ran 10th at 12, but he was only 8 metres from the winner dam at Sam in a pretty handy field. In fact, a better field than he meets here. He led in that race and got a bit tired. With that run under his belt, I think he might be able to account for these. He has won 8 races, considerably more than most of these. Number four, Rockbank Dancer. Number six, Me Mate Les. And number two, Western Karamea for the multiples. But I like number seven.
All right, and we rounded out with a C4 to C6. The last of the day at 5:33. There's already a scratching here in number six, Mr. Pinjera.
Not many horses in the state at the moment going better than the Alpha Lay, number eight, Sky Tower. He's 10 years old, but he's just flying for Zeke Slater. He won 2 races in a row, including a heat of the Hobart Cup, before finishing third in the final behind Star Chamber and Benediction. He had a pretty tough run in that too. He was outside the leader basically all the way. If he can hold that form again today, look, he's got to be the one to beat. I think he's just got that bit of class about him, number eight. Three, Miss Lively, has won 4 of her last 5, including the last 3 in a row. There's nothing wrong with her form. 7, Ard Looser Express. It was a pretty ordinary race. Well, not a pretty ordinary race. There was Nola Mayhem was in it at Devonport last Sunday night, so it wasn't a poor field, but a bit weaker than this. But he won it very, very impressively. I think he might be able to go on with the job and run in the money again for Debbie Williams. And number four, Lick Your Lips, has reportedly trialled well. He's a horse that I find hard to catch, but he does have plenty of ability. I went 8 in the last leg of the quaddy from 3, 7, and 4.
All right, a best bet in Hobart?
Just the one. I think race 7, number 7. Gosh, he's a rebel.
Race 7, number 7, and Greg's quaddy numbers are 9, 8, 10, 7, into 4, 5, 6, 3, into 7, the good thing, 4, 6, and 2, and 8, 3, 7, 4 to round it out. Greg, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Carl. Talk to you next week.
Greg Mansfield there, joining us on Tasmanian Turf Talk and Harness Edge, and his thoughts there on the quadrilla for the meeting in Hobart today. Just repeating, it is a day meeting, not in the twilight zone as per normal. First of 8 races getting underway at 1:09, and the last coming up at 5:33. That is daylight saving time. Look forward to your company next week. We'll have a big show. We'll wrap up the derby from Friday night. It's a twilight fixture in Hobart. Should be a fantastic day. Good to see the weather's going to be on our side. The forecast about 25 degrees for next Friday. So fingers crossed that comes to fruition and a good crowd gets along to see the derby and the Bow Mistress. And we'll also be previewing Hobart Cup, which comes up tomorrow week, Monday the 9th of February. Thanks for your company this morning. We'll see you again next week.